If a biosecurity breach happens on your farm, it's incredibly important that you do something immediately to effectively minimize the potential impact and keep anything else from happening or from making it worse. So, today's episode, I'm going to share with you some ways that you can protect your farm if you suspect there might have been a biosecurity issue. Friends, my name is Samantha McClure. I'm the Urban Homesteader, and I am so glad that you have found my podcast. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and a homestead wife to an amazing husband. My family has been urban homesteading for 9 years in the middle of a small town in South Carolina, where we try to provide as much for ourselves as we can, and we try to provide for our community as well. On my podcast, I share what I hope will be inspiration and encouragement to you on your homestead journey, whether you're in town or out of town. I hope that something calls to you from my podcast and helps you feel more confident in your own journey. So thank you so much for being part of this, and I hope you guys stay blessed. Thank you so much. Your biosecurity on your homestead is super important, not only for your health and well-being of your livestock, but also for your crops and your family members. Homesteads and small farms are nowhere near the scale of commercial farms, but they are just as susceptible to disease outbreaks and invasive species as the big farms are. So here are a couple of biosecurity measures that you can put in place on your homestead to protect what's important to you. When you bring home new plants or animals to your farm, instead of just immediately introducing everybody to everybody, isolate and quarantine. It is super crucial that you isolate and quarantine. The quarantine period allows you to watch the new animal or the new plants and check for any signs of disease or illness or pests before you put them out with the rest of your farm. And it keeps any sick animals away from all the healthy ones so that nobody else gets sick. Now, quarantining, I recommend for animal sakes, you isolate for at least 30 days. Quarantine is super important measure, and it's used to prevent the introduction and spread of diseases, pests, or invasive species. If someone had quarantined some plants that they brought in, South Carolina would not be dealing with the super invasive hammerhead worm right now that feasts on our local nightcrawlers. Those things are evil, y'all. These little hammerhead worms, you cut them in half, they grow a new head or a new body, depending on which end. The only way to kill them that we have found, one, they're related to the slugs, so you can salt them, but we just have a jar of gasoline and we dump them in the jar of gasoline and it works. But when you're bringing new animals or plants onto your homestead or any location, super important to follow proper quarantine protocols to protect all of your animals and your current crop from potential outbreaks. So when you do that, when you bring home new animals, you want to keep an eye on them. So separate, quarantine for a little while. Should be located away from everybody, and they shouldn't have any direct contact between the quarantine and non-quarantined animals. Same thing for, in fact, it's very similar to when everybody had COVID. They said no contact with anybody who has it. Well, when you bring new animals into your farm, pretend they have COVID and everybody else is normal. It's for your safety, for the safety of your animals, because you don't want that new, for instance, puppies. You bring home a puppy and you introduce it to your dog, you bring home an old dog and you introduce it to your puppy. Either way, you keep one of them quarantined until you know for a fact that the other one's not sick, because the last thing you want is to bring your new dog in and your puppy die of parvo. It's awful. We actually had a dog who was a carrier for Parvo. So we had to be very cautious when introducing new animals to him because he was a carrier and it sucked. Quarantine duration, it can vary depending on the plant or animal and the risk of disease. For animals, it's at least 30 days that's recommended. And plants, several weeks of observation. Of course, during the quarantine, you want to conduct a thorough health assessment of both the new animals and plants. That way you can identify any signs of illness or health issues. Of course, you can also run diagnostic tests or have the veterinarian inspect your animals. This is why I have learned how to do fecal studies, is I want to be able to get ahead of the parasites. Then I can just call my vet and say, hey, brought in a new goat. She has so many strongyle eggs in her poo, and she's got so many coccidia, and we can treat it from there. So unless I know for a fact my goat is 100% perfectly healthy, she will be separated for 30 days. Quarantine also allows you to monitor their health and check for anything. Like my pig that I just brought home. He came in, what day did we get him? We got him Friday. Today's Sunday, and this morning he was throwing up. He is not going to be joining the population of other animals until I know that he is healthy. We're only on day 2 of his quarantine. He's apparently sick, so now we've got to deal with that. Of course, we're going to use separate equipment, such as feeding and watering utensils for the quarantined animals. That way we don't make them sick. We do a lot of hand washing. We make sure his dishes are clean. We try not to, mess with him too much. We are trying to get our hands on him. We just make sure we wash between messing with our pig and any other animal, because we are quarantining him right now. He is a new addition to our farm. Make sure, vaccinations are up to date, because you want to make sure your animals have vaccinations. Keep them, the quarantine area clean and well-maned. Remove any waste immediately. And of course, keep records. That way, if something comes up, you can talk to your vet or the extension office, and they can help you figure it out. And of course, if you have any, concerns regarding your animal's health, consult your vet. It's super important to note that the effectiveness of quarantine completely relies on how strict you are about following the protocols and everyone's cooperation in the matter. So, quarantine can be super inconvenient. It's super frustrating, especially when you have to do everything twice. But it's for the best for your animals, and both new and old. So it sucks, but quarantining is super important for the well-being of everybody on the homestead. Now, in the event that there is a biosecurity issue, it's incredibly important that you respond to it immediately, and you want to be effective in your response to minimize any potential issues that could arise from it and to prevent it from happening or getting worse. So here's a couple of things that you can do if you confirm or suspect a biosecurity issue. 1, you're going to isolate and contain. Immediately isolate any animals or plants or areas that you feel might be an issue with spreading disease or pests. That may involve separating your sick animals from the healthy ones, restricting access to certain areas, quarantining certain plants. Just isolate. Isolate and contain. That way it doesn't spread. Next, you're going to identify the problem. You're going to try to identify the source and nature of the biosecurity breach. You're going to determine, was it a disease outbreak? Is it a pest infection? Or any other kind of biosecurity threat? If you need to, reach out to a vet, reach out to your extension agent or another agricultural expert or plant specialist so that you can diagnose the issue appropriately. You can, of course, seek professional advice if you're uncertain about the best course of action. You can consult with, again, your vet. You can consult with the extension office, people who, you know, or relevant authorities who specialize in biosecurity. They can provide information on how to contain and treat the issue and any other appropriate steps you might need to take. If it's a serious biosecurity issue that has the potential of causing a wider spread effect, you'll want to notify authorities, especially if it's a disease. Right now, what is it? The avian bird flu is a big issue, and we have to be cautious. My brother-in-law has chicken houses, and one of the things for them, because we own chickens in our little, you know, we have our own little farm. When we go to their home, we have to go through this whole little, disinfection thing in order to go to his house. Our shoes can't be through our, we can't have our shoes through the yard, or we go barefoot at his house. We leave our shoes in the car. So control measures, implementing control measures. It's a great way to help spread or prevent biosecurity breaches. Here you can follow the information put out by professionals. You know, you want to implement some control measures to manage the breach. And the control measures can be disinfecting, pest control, culling infected animals if necessary, which is really extreme, especially if it's something that they can recover from, just isolating. Of course, you're going to always monitor and document. Always document. Keep records, because you want to know what you're looking for. And if you have accurate records of, hey, like when my goat Cinnamon got sick and passed away, she had goat polio. And I started writing down her symptoms as they happened so that I could keep up with it. And I have those written down so that next time, pray to God that there is not a next time, but should I have a next time, I can look back at my nose and say, oh, this looks like this. I wonder, let me treat it this way and see if that works. So document. That's, you know, I find that very valuable. Of course, you want to enhance your biosecurity measures. You want to look at your current plans and practices and seeing what additional measures you can use to prevent any future issues. You want to learn from that incident and, you know, go from there. Communicate with anybody who has anything to do with your farm. It says, if you have neighboring homesteads or farms, consider communicating with them about the issue and what steps you are taking to control it, and collaborate with them. Like, for instance, if we were having the, we'll say, for instance, and this is just an example, it's not real life, this hasn't happened. The lady I bought my goats from, say, she calls me and says, hey, I have two goats. They both just died. I don't know what's going on. They were the same litter in the same pen as your goats. You might keep an eye on them. That would be my cue to go check my goats. I would run a full herd health check. I would weigh, temp, fecal, all of it, just to rule out any issues there. Of course, I would check my records, make sure they were up to date on their shots. And I would, of course, isolate and contain them just in case, because I would rather be prepared than not. If it's an issue, in bird flu, for instance, we had some wild birds that like to visit other farms in our area. One of them was a carrier and made somebody's birds sick. Before they could get the sick bird, it flew away. And as a precaution, hey, my chickens have the avian flu. We are having to cull them. Just wanted you to know, because the bird that made them sick is in your area. Something like that. So communicate with those around you. Let them know what's going on. Let them know what you're doing to control it. This will give them an opportunity to put in some biosecurity measures that way, should you go visiting, you're not going to make them sick by bringing it with you. And of course, you want to make sure you're following any legal requirements. You want to make sure you're following any local, regional, national regulations related to your biosecurity. Because if you have an issue, like a big issue, say you have to cull your whole flock because you got the avian bird flu, if you don't report that, you could get in some major trouble. So make sure you're following all the legal rules. And the most important thing is dispose of waste properly. If you have to cull, if you don't know what cull means, it means to decommission an animal. If you have to cull an animal or you're removing infected animals or plants, make sure you are disposing of them properly. That way you don't spread the disease or pests even further. So figure out a way to dispose of them properly. Don't throw them out in the woods. Don't feed them to your dogs. Most of the time, it's a nice deep burial or burning. What's the word for it? But you want to get rid of the carcass in the best way possible. That way you minimize the risk of making it worse. Just remember, though, that when you're addressing a biosecurity breach, it requires quick action, and don't be afraid to ask for help. It's super important to stay on top of things and to be prepared to respond efficiently in case something happens, to not only protect your health and safety of your family, but also of the plants, animals, and your surrounding community. So if you're unsure about the specific actions that you should take, make sure you consult with a professional who can offer experience in handling those issues. A great place to start would be your county extension office. They have a large number of experts around the state who can help you. And if it's a really big issue, maybe talk to emergency management or other farmers. Just reach out to another farm and say, hey, I'm new to this. Can you give me some tips? So I hope that you learned a little bit something or got you thinking on how to best, you know, put in some protocols just in case there is a biosecurity issue on your farm, because everybody works really hard for their farms and their homesteads, and we all want to make sure that everything stays the way it is. We don't want our animals to get sick. We don't want to lose them to illness. We don't want to lose our crops to disease or pests. So having those biosecurity measures is super important to have in place, and there are some that we have in place. And again, start working on it. And until next time, I appreciate you guys following along, and I hope you guys have a blessed afternoon. And again, I'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all.